Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 14th day of Nisan, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Erev Pesach. Masechta Nozir, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Nodab Nozir, a person who made a vow taking on Naziris, and he thought that it's not really a proper vow, and he thought, I can drink wine. It's not really a Nazirite vow. V'nisha l'chocham. And then he went afterwards to the Chocham to ask him and say, you know, I want to get out of it. I don't want to continue it. But he really didn't believe it was there in the first place. Va'asori. But the Chacham said, sorry, that was a neder. Your Naziris was in fact proper. And therefore you weren't allowed to have that wine that you had. Moina Mishal Shenadar. Says the Mishnah, he has to count. And the Gemara says, read it as read it as he has to count it enough, he has to add days as from the time that he made the neder, which means that he has to recount the days of Naziris that he flouted, that he just drank wine, and he was over his Naziris. They're not counted of the minyan. The Chachamim basically made a penalty, a knas, that he should now be prohibited in wine and treat himself like a nazir for the number of days that he was treating it just as hatter, as if it was not there. The Gemara brings a braisa that says Rabbi Yossi holds that if there is he took upon himself a long naziris, like maybe 50, 60 days or whatever, it was more than 30 days, and he didn't bother with his Naziris, he kept on drinking wine more than 30 days, then the penalty will be limited to 30 days. And therefore he will just have to make up another 30 days to make up for the number of days that he didn't observe his Naziris, even if it was 50 or 60 days. This is one way of learning the Mishnah. Others learn it a bit differently, but this is how the Gemara learns our Mishnah. Nishal Chacham Vetira, new case. A person who comes to a Chacham and he says, look, I want to get out of my Naziris, my vow that I made to be a Nazir. And he's looking for a Heter. And the Chacham found one. And he was Matrim. He said, yes, well, in that case, whatever reason it was, he says, in that case, your neder was never a neder, and you are not a nazir, and you never were. Says the Mishnah, continues the Mishnah, Hoysel Obehemon Milfreshes. He, for his part, however, he thought he was chayv in Naziris, and before he asked the Chacham to get out of it, he had already set aside animals for the korban, which he has to bring at the end of the Naziris. What happens to these animals now that he's not a nazir? And he was completely undone. It was found out that he was never an Oz in the first place. Says the Mishnah, Teitze Vesira Baeder. The animals can go out freely and graze in the paddock. There are no kedusha on them whatsoever. They're absolutely chulin because it was a mistake. It was put aside as a mistake. Omra Besil Beshamai. Besil said to Beshamai. Now this is a continuation of the previous Mishnayos where Besil held Hekdesh Tos is not considered Hekdesh. If you makdish something by mistake, it's not valid. It's not Hekdesh. Beshamai said, oh, yes it is. So Besil are using this case as a question on Beshamai. Yatem moedim bozeh. Don't you, Beshamai, agree, Shehu Hekdesh Tos, that this is a classic case of Hekdesh Tos? He was makdish the animals under the mistaken assertion that he is a Nazir. And now the Chacham has been able to show that he was never a Chacham, never a Nazir in the first place. Don't you agree, Shetet Zeva Sirbeiner, that it can go out as Chulin and there's no Kiddush on it? You agree with me on that, don't you? Why do you argue with me? What do you argue with us earlier on in the previous Mishnahs and hold that Hekdesh Tos is Hekdesh, that even Hekdesh by error is considered Hekdesh? Now, the Mishnah does not bring the response of Beis Shammai to this question. But what the Mishnah does do is tell us that Beis Shammai had their own question on the Beis Hillel. Omrlan Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai said back to Beis Hillel, not as a response to this question of Beis Hillel, but they said, Yatem Moedim, don't you agree, Bemishatah, if a person made a mistake with Maisa Behema, when you set aside, when you're meant to set aside every 10th animal that's been born and you strike it so that it'll be known that this was the 10th one and it's holy. Don't you agree that a person had made a mistake? V'kora lachi esiri, and he called by mistake the 9th animal that got out of the pen, that passed the stall. He called it number 10. V'lasiri chi, and he called the 10th one, he called it number 9. Well, Achadasir Asiri, and the 11th one that came out, he called the 10th one. Don't you agree that in this case, Shehu Mekudesh? Don't you agree that the 9th and 10th and 11th animal are all going to be Kodesh? They all have the Kedusha of Maaseh Behema, even though clearly there was a mistake here. Right? The 9th one, he was really the 9th one. But we have Psukim that tell us that they are all holy, all going to be holy. And therefore, Beis Shammai said, we can bring a proof from here that Hekdesh Tos is Hekdesh. Amalem Beis Hillel responded to this question, and they said, no, cannot bring a proof from the case of Maaseh Behema, of the 10th animal, the giving a 10th of the animal on newborn animals, as far as Hekdesh Tos. You can't bring a proof. Why? Because in the case of Maaseh Behema, Loi Hashevet Kidshai, it's not the rod that he put by error on the 9th one by calling it 10. It's not the rod that he put on the 11th animal, called it number 10 by mistake. What, for example, say Beis Hillel, would have happened if he had placed the rod by mistake and called number 8 the 10th animal, or number 12 the 20th animal? Shemosuklum? Would that have any validity? Would there be any question of Maaseh Behema? No. And you agree to that, Beis Shammai. You agree to that. So what does that tell you? It tells you that this is not a simple case of Hekdesh Tos from which we could apply a lesson to other cases. Elo kos, says the Mishnah, Elo kosuv shekidesh es ha-siri hu kidesh es ha-tshiv es ha-tsar. The same posuk which makes the 10th animal, the newly born animals, the 10th one that comes out, that makes that holy, is the same posuk that makes the 9th and the 11th holy, but only the 9th and the 11th. It's a special halacha, and it does not apply, for example, to the 8th and 10th, because we do not say Hekdesh Tos is a Hekdesh. Why did it become Hekdesh? That's a unique case. The Torah makes an exception there. Mishnah Dalet. Misha not a ben Nazir, a person who made a neder with the intention to bring karbonos of Naziros from the animals that he's got, and now he goes at the end of his Naziros to go and bring the 3 animals that he's required to bring, the Chatas, the Oila, and the Shlamim. And he finds the animals are stolen. Even if not all animals, even if one of them was stolen. And as a result of that, he regrets making this neder. And he comes to the Chacham and he says, please, I want to get out of this Naziris. I want you to make it that I never was a Nazir, because I'm telling you now, if I would have known that my animal is going to be stolen at the end of my Naziris, I would never have made a neder to be a Nazir. I can't buy another one. Says the Mishnah, Imad Shalei Nignava Behemta Nazir. If he made the neder of Naziris before the animal was stolen, how is a Nazir? It's not going to help him. He will be a Nazir, and the Chacham cannot use this argument to get out of it as a Pesach Harata, as a reason for regret. Because Geneva that happened after he made the Neder is what we call Chadosh, in Noilad. It's something new. You cannot, we learned already earlier on in Masechet Nedarim, in Poschim Menolad, you cannot get out, find a loophole to say that, he's regretting making the neder because of this, if it's something that newly occurred after the neder. However, if the animal was already stolen at the time that he made his vow, and he didn't know about it, then ain't a nazir. Then the Chacham can get him out of the nazir and saying, if you would have known at the time when you made the neder that the animal was already stolen, would have you made it? No, I wouldn't have it. That's fine. That's fine, because that's not Noila. That's not a new event happening. That's a case of a Nazir made betos by mistake. Vizu tois to Nochem Hamodi. And this was one of the mistakes made by Nochem the Midian, Nochem from Hamodi. He thought that you can find a loophole for an Nazir, even by Noila, even with something that's newly created, and even if it's unusual, something like a Geneva. Kisha Ola Nazir Minagoyla. when the people who were a Nazir came back from the diaspora, they had made a neder to be a Nazir before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They now went up to complete their Nazirus and ring their Karbonus. When they come there, Umotzu, they find Beis HaMikdash Chorev. They found that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They came to Nachum Amadi and they said, please, Nachum, can you matir a neder? Can you get us out of a neder? Because otherwise, we'll have to be a Nazir forever. Why? Because they can't bring their Karbonus. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So they are a Nazir, and yet they can't end it with the Karbonus because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And they wanted him to get them out of their vow. Amalhem Nachum Hamadi, Nachum Hamadi said to them, Ilai Yisim Yoidim, Shabes HaMikdash Charev. Yisim Nazirim, if you would have known that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, would have you made the neder? Amr Lo Eloi, they said no. Vitir Nachum Hamadi. Now Nachum Hamadi immediately permitted them to get out of the Nazirus, and he said, you're not a Nazir. The problem was that the Chacham, this was a mistake that Nachum Hamadi made. Says the Mishnah further, Uchsha Bahadovar Eitzel Chachamim. When this case came before the Chachamim, Omerloi, they said, no. They said, Kol Shegoz Shenozar Anshloi Chorabe Samikdosh Nozir. Any neder, any one of the people who made a neder to be a Nozir before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed will remain to be a Nozir. You cannot matter it by saying, if he would have known the Chorban of Beis HaMikdash, because that's a Noilat, that's something new, and it's a very unusual case occurrence. And you cannot be Poseach, you cannot find a hat to get out of it with a Noilat, a new event that occurred. Umishacharov Beis HaMikdash, but anyone who made a neder to be a Nozir at the time that when the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed, it's just that he didn't know about it. And he made the neder thinking that it was still up, that the Beis HaMikdash was still there. That I agree, that we agree, says the Chachamim, ain't a Nazir. That is not a Nazir. That's clearly a Nazirus in a state of Tawas, a mistake. And there, that will serve as valid grounds to get out of his Nazirut, his vow. And the Halach is indeed like the Chachamim, that you cannot be Pesach ben Noilod, cannot get out of the vow by using something new that occurred, but you can if it was a mistaken vow made in the first place.